I live in West Hollywood, and I live two blocks off Santa Monica Boulevard, which is a huge gay area. And I was walking to a gig. It's like three blocks from my house, and I'm walking down Santa Monica, and I saw a transvestite in a wheelchair. And I'm not talking like bad knee from a football injury. I'm talking really fucked up, crippled in a wheelchair, all gimped up, and she's kicking herself with the one gimp leg at like 1 mile per hour down the street coming at me. And my first thought, because I got rolled by a transvestite prostitute once in Phoenix. Has that anyone ever been duped? No? See, when I lived in Phoenix, we used to go cruise at cheap hookers on Van Buren, just not buying anything. We'd just go, like, drive around and heckle them, get all liquored up, and go scream shit at them out the window. Well, we were driving one night, and we banged a U-turn on Van Buren in front of what was probably the ugliest prostitute I've ever seen in my life. So we had to slow down and look. And but as soon as we slowed down, she jumped right in the car, just opened the door, jumped right in, completely assumed the sale. And she had some, you know, frantic opening presentation where she said someone had a gun or she had a gun or someone was chasing her, some bullshit. All I remember, she looked at me and Matt and she goes, "I'll suck both your dicks for $15. So when she first got in the car, we may or may not have thought it was really a guy, but... $15. Girl looks like a girl to me. Looks like a girl to you, man. I think we got a lovely young lady here. Who's to... And before I could answer, she reached into my pants, pulled my dick out, and started blowing me. Which is a good way to close a deal in any line of work, I think. That pretty much spells sold right there. So I gave her the $15 out of my pocket, and she took us down this whole like maze of side streets, and we got to a dark dead end in a residential area, and we pulled over, and we're in a Jeep. So she's blowing me. I'm sitting up on the hump, and Matt's sitting right here in the driver's seat waiting his turn, and we're just trying not to laugh, you know? Because anytime you're getting a blowjob that close to your best friend, your tendency is to chuckle a bit. But I have my dick in the mouth of a very ugly, angry crack whore right now. I don't want to bust up laughing, you know? I'm sure she has enough pent-up animosity towards men as it is. I don't want to be the reason she snaps and bites down, you know? So I'm just trying to be cool. I already realize I've made a big mistake and a big error in judgment, and I felt her fucking around in the back of my pants. And all I said was, "What are you doing?" And she goes, "I didn't touch your wallet." I go, "Well, I didn't say." She goes, "Your wallet's down here on the floor." She handed me my wallet back, and there was a $50 bill that was missing. That was all that was in there. So I'm going, "Where's my 50? I ain't got your $50. Give me my $50. And went back and forth till she finally grabbed me by the hair and slammed me into Matt so hard. Matt went right out the driver's side of the Jeep. I picked up on the roll bar and kicked her in the head as hard as I could, and she just got pissed. So at this point, any illusion that this is really a chick have gone right out the fucking window. The dream is over, kids. You can lose your erection. So I jumped out on the driver's side. She gets out on the passenger side, and I still had my wallet in my hand, and I don't even know why I had the balls to try it, but it was really dark, so I put my wallet up, and I go, "Give me my money or I'll blow your fucking head off." And she believed me. But she wouldn't give me my money. She, "I ain't got your money," which was scarier still, because at that point in my life, $50 was a lot of money to me. But if you're willing to take a bullet for $50, you win the money, hands down, imaginary or not. She believed it. And I'm hoping like Matt will jump in with some good cop, bad cop, help me out. Don't make him do it again. He's crazy. He kills all the hookers, you know? But Matt's just standing there. He's like punch drunk and retarded. Like he just found out he's adopted. He has no idea what to do. And I'm running out of threats here. I'll kill you on the count of three. Get in the fucking car. One, two. Finally, I got Matt in the car and we hauled ass out of there. And at first, we're wicked pissed, you know, because we're completely stripped of our pride at this point. So we're like, "Should we go back and hit her with the car? Should we whack her in the head with a tire jack?" And finally, we just, you know, cut our losses and we drove home. Probably the most silent drive home of my life. And we got maybe a mile from the house, and finally Matt looked over at me and he goes, "Ha ha, you got your dick sucked by a guy." I went, "Hey, fuck you, man. You waited in line to get your dick sucked by a guy. And where's my $750? So I'm walking down Santa Monica Boulevard to this gig, and I see the one in a wheelchair. My first thought, of course, is easy revenge right here. I could get my 50 back right now if I wanted to, but can't do that shit in L.A., you know? Even if I would. You don't know who anyone is. You don't want to burn any bridges, you know? Hate to show up in an audition 2 weeks later, have that same transvestite in a wheelchair behind the desk going, "Hey, you hit me in the head with a brick. I'm sorry. I was thinking of someone else. Maybe I should read this again with more feeling." But I'm walking, and she gets right up to me. She goes, "Excuse me, will you push me down to Spike?" Spike is a gay bar. It's like 3 blocks in the opposite direction. And I was polite. I said, "I'm sorry, I'm in a hurry." I didn't say I'm in a hurry to get the fuck away from you, which is what I'm thinking, but I didn't say it. And I got past, and the more I thought about it, the more I just felt like an asshole, you know? I mean, that just spoke volumes about the triumph of the human spirit right there. If I was that horribly crippled up, would I have that same zest for life that that guy does? I mean, this guy gets up every day of his life. He puts on his prettiest dress, duct tapes his dick between his ass cheeks, and gets out there and fights, damn it. I'm still hitting my snooze bar at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. This guy's been up since dawn trying to wax his own ass with a palsied hand, you know? I need to be a better person. I sit up here, I bitch about my girlfriend dumped me. Jesus, this guy's glad he can still get his lips up to the glory hole. I need more ambition. Oh, the dream? You've said enough. I only have, I know what you're talking about, and that's true. I have big dick dreams. Does anyone... Because the only, you know why I ever brought this up on stage? I have dreams all the time. Well, not like every night, but it's a reoccurring theme is where I have this enormous, like, you know, 3-foot dick and I can blow myself. And the only reason, because I was at doing a show in Long Island and I leaned over to get something and the mic stand went like this and I just, reaction, I went, "Wow, I've had dreams where I can do this." And my brother was in the back of the room and he starts dying laughing. So I asked him, he goes, "Yeah, I have dreams like that all the time." So I didn't know if it was a common thing, like showing up at work in your underwear, you know, that everyone has. I do, I have them all the time. But I can never finish. And I don't know if it's one of those things where if you come in your own mouth, you'll die, like when you're falling. I don't know if there's any myth attached. All right.